Hello there, and welcome to the Sean Morgan Report. I'm here looking at my Twitter profile where I've been curating the news. And this is a tweet from Stormy Patriot Joe, who said, "What would radically change the path of both the election and the vax? It would be this, Biden getting the coronavirus vaccine and something unpredictable happening once he gets that." That would certainly put a real game changer for the election, and it would be a game changer for the vaccine distribution. So Stormy Patriot does decoding related to QAnon. And so I pay attention to what he says. Don't take it as a fact, but I think it's an interesting theory. So Josh Hawley is one of those few senators who's fighting for direct relief for Americans right now. He is proposing that Americans get $1,200 in direct payments like we did before. And so very few people fighting for that. Actually, only Bernie Sanders and Hawley have been cooperating on this. Dr. Simone Gold says Twitter announced that beginning in 2021, it will remove tweets containing what they deem misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines. Will they also censor physicians, medical researchers, and other medical professionals like they did with us during the COVID-19 epidemic? So yeah, you can't really talk about anything related to adverse impacts or effects of the vaccine. So they're just trying to shut down any conversation, any debate related to vaccines on Twitter. Virginia Guffrey, who was a victim of the Jeffrey Epstein, says it was great working with the French authorities to help take down Jean-Luc Brunet. This piggy will roll over on everyone to save his own bacon. Those who participated in this sex trafficking ring should be worried. You know who you are. Who's next could be anyone. And Peter Nygaard, who was also arrested on sex trafficking charges this week as well. So just about that, I think that we're seeing an uptick here in arrests related to sex trafficking, related to Epstein. And I think we're going to see more. We're going to see, just like Virginia Guffrey stated, we're going to see they're going to try to tell on people, you know, they're going to rat on the people who are higher up in the scheme. And so we're going to see more arrests. And ultimately, we need public disclosure as to what was really going on. Were the intelligence agencies involved in a blackmail operation? Was there a religious element to this because they had a temple on Epstein Island? So public disclosure could be like an end game for the deep state, because once the public is aware of all of those people in the flight logs and what they were up to, it could really change the way they view celebrities and politicians. So Lynn Wood says, "Wow, all the focus on clear election fraud sure has distracted the country from Jeffrey Epstein case. Man, oh man, Epstein case could bring down Biden, Gates, Roberts, Clinton, and others, maybe even Obama. Sure wish Epstein was alive. Wishful thinking, I guess." So to me, this seems to be that he's hinting that Epstein could be alive and witness protection. And so I just don't know why Lynn Wood would waste his time typing about this if it wasn't either trying to scare the deep state with real intel or scare the deep state with fake intel. Mouthy Buddha is the name of a guy who creates documentaries, and he created one. It's a mini documentary, part one, about the Terramar Project. So Ghislaine Maxwell had a nonprofit to help the oceans, and he does a great job with this mini documentary, which there's going to be more parts coming out, to talk about who was involved, how the Clinton Foundation was connected, how the Pizzagate scandal connects to this with the players involved there. And really is hinting at a breakaway civilization, that there's actually a deep state group that may have underground bases where they're doing sex trafficking operations. I just want to bring some attention to this list here that I sent to my email list about all the things that Trump has in his arsenal to release, to disclose, to take down the deep state. And one is the Uranium One scandal, where Hillary Clinton and Obama sold our nation's uranium supplies to Russia. And there was a pay scheme involved there where the money was going to the Clinton Foundation. And we were selling out the United States national security. Remember, you need uranium for nuclear weapons. And so that's something that's going to be coming out eventually. Same thing with other Clinton Foundation crimes against humanity. Spygate, how they illegally spied on Trump's campaign and other candidates, and spied on Trump's transition team and so forth. And just the whole pandemic, how this was purposefully released. China and the DNC were complicit. The Wiener laptop, all of that stuff, you know, it always seems to come back to Hillary Clinton. But the Wiener laptop has a lot of dirt on there about how the DNC and how Hillary Clinton did what they did in the deep state, and that could involve crimes against children, sex trafficking. Biden laptop, there's a lot on that laptop, you know, implicates Biden, his brother, his son. It implicates China. So there's just so much that can come out with the Biden laptop. The Epstein Island we talked about earlier, and the Frankfurt server. So this whole idea that perhaps, you know, this has not been publicly disclosed, but perhaps it has been publicly disclosed. There were packets of information that were leaving the United States from Dominion voting systems and going to Europe. And so for the votes to be tabulated in Europe. And so apparently this server in Europe has been confiscated. And so we have the proof of the election fraud. And so when is that going to come out? So I just want that to be clear, that we have a whole lot of ammunition, and this is a lot of this stuff could come out in December, January. It's possible. So let's go on to the next one here. Emerald Robinson says, if Walmart and Home Depot and Target and Costco and Lowe's and Safeway and Giant and every big box store and every supermarket chain can stay open, then guess what? So can everyone else. And so there's a war going on. They're really trying to kill small business. They're trying to target and hurt the middle class. And there's a huge wealth transfer going from the middle class, and that's going straight to the shareholders of the Fortune 500. So Emerald Robinson, who is a correspondent for Newsmax, is just bringing that to the fore for us to analyze. Let's take a look at this thread from Ron, who is Code Monkey Z. He was the admin for 8kun.net, which is where Q did all of his posting. And this is an epic thread that really tells you where we're at here and really puts a lot of emphasis on the executive order that has to do with foreign interference to the election. Ron says, Trump is about to make the biggest decision of his presidency. Let me explain. December 50 BC, Julius Caesar was enormously popular and commanding an army of fiercely loyal soldiers. The Roman swamp wanted nothing to do with him, and in January 49 BC, the Roman Senate ordered Julius Caesar to disband his army and return home or become an enemy of the state. Julius Caesar, with the popular support of the Roman populace and the loyalty of the military, marched his army over the Rubicon River in northern Italy and became a legend in history. Now, flash forward to December 2020. Donald Trump is enormously popular and commanding an army of fiercely loyal soldiers. The U.S. swamp wants nothing to do with him. Election infrastructure was allegedly attacked, and he now has his back to the wall. The courts have failed him. His own political party has failed him. Trump still has immensely popular support within the U.S. populace, and the fierce loyalty of the military. Trump has Executive Order 13848, which allows him to take drastic measures and could potentially be used to restore the republic. Does Trump utilize the executive order and become a legend in history? Or does Trump submit his family to the mercy of the incoming administration, who will be hell-bent on making an example of them? Does Donald Trump want to restore the republic to greatness and become a legend? Does Donald Trump want to be known forever as the great, one of the greatest leaders of all time? The executive order is Trump's Rubicon. Certainly, it could be a weapon that's used against the deep state to prove that China and other players sought to change this election through fraud, and once the public has knowledge of it, they will demand a fair election. Carrie Kellerman says, someone signaled five states to stop counting at the same time on election night. Who ordered the code pause? So that's a really good question, and I think the NSA has it all. And so that's something about the Q intel drops, is that the NSA collects all data from everywhere in the world, and they have it all. And so the NSA is actually one of those few agencies that's a positive agency that isn't deep state. And so they have that information about who signaled the pause. And so that's another thing that could be disclosed in December or January. Stormy Patriot Joe says, a lot of Snowden comms lately. Here's another from U.S. Air Force, welcome home. Q says that phrase just once in all the drops, and it's about Snowden. Yeah, I just reread the drops today about Snowden, and it said Homecoming 2020, hashtag Homecoming 2020. So Snowden is supposed to be in the United States in 2020, according to Q. Candace Owens says, Twitter allowed the Russian collusion hoax plus the Brett Kavanaugh gang rapist hoax to circulate. They censored the true Hunter Biden story and will now censor anything that goes against the multi-billion dollar evil COVID-19 ring. I will not be touching the vaccine. And there's a really big movement in the conservative movement of people who are anti-vaccine, people who are very suspect of this coronavirus vaccine and will not be taking it, including myself. So they're doing everything they can in through big tech to censor the debate on safety. And so this is really going to be interesting to see, what is this coronavirus vaccine? Is it real? Is it a psyop? What's Trump's real plan? Because Trump has been tweeting against vaccines for decades. He's never been a fan of vaccines, and he never even calls them vaccines. He calls them shots, which makes me think that he's using code words. So I'm really anxious to find out what the end game is for this coronavirus vaccine psyop, because even Pence today, when he got his coronavirus vaccine, he said, I didn't feel a thing. So perhaps they're doing fake shots, because I've seen some video camera footage of them giving the vaccine and there's nothing in it. It's empty. So perhaps this is a psyop. Dr. Russell McGregor says, no way Project Veritas obtained a decisive, unheard Julian Assange tape without military intelligence approval or knowledge. Similarly, James O'Keefe released it at the exact time deemed appropriate by those enacting the plan. You know, when you start to see the timing of things, like, for example, Ruth Bader Ginsburg leaving and the confirmation of ACB shortly thereafter, just in time for their ability to do that for the election. It's amazing, the timing. It's military precision timing. And so that makes me think back to the Q intel drops about how there is a plan. And another piece of this puzzle, according to Q, is Julian Assange's testimony. And there's rumors today come out from Axios, I believe it was, that there are supposed to be some pardons coming from Trump today. So one of those pardons could be Julian Assange. Philip Klein says, Mark Zuckerberg paid election judges. He purchased the drop boxes. Contrary to state law, he paid the local officials who boarded up the windows to the counting room. Zuckerberg money purchased the machines, Dominion and otherwise. So here we had a privately financed election fraud. I really recommend you follow Steve Cortez. He's really putting out some really educational videos there to teach people about a lot of things in politics. And so I just want to put that out there. This is a nice video about the Chinese, how the Chinese are in bed with the Biden family. This is a great video from Epoch Times journalist about how the Chinese do their warfare. This is irregular warfare, and this is warfare against our civilization, against our culture. And so you got to educate yourself on the enemy and how the enemy thinks and what their plan is to destroy us. So check out this video. It's a really good one. Emerald Robinson, correspondent from Newsmax, says, why did the two major owners of SolarWinds sell $286 million in stock on December 7th, just a few days before the hack was revealed? Hey, you follow the money and you get answers. And so these insiders at SolarWinds, they knew about this hack before the public, before the victims of the hack, and they tried to cash out before the stock tanked. Representative Thomas Massey says, replace the phrase social distancing with social conditioning, and 2020 comes into focus. Very, very true, Thomas Massey. This whole COVID-19, it's a whole plandemic. You know, we got to start standing up for our rights. We got to stand up for our sovereignty. We have to stand up against the mandates and, start being strong in ourselves and what we will allow with our own bodies, our own families, and our own businesses. This is a post from Joe M. about the Deputy Attorney General, Richard Donahue. He served as active duty in the JAG Corps, was a military magistrate, judge, prosecutor, defense counsel, and contract litigator. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division, then U.S. Attorney for New York's Eastern District, and now Deputy Attorney General. In summary, pain is coming. We've got a patriot in a position of power, and Barr is leaving, and that leaves the acting attorney general and this patriot as the deputy attorney general to have a lot more power and leadership. And so that is a good thing. He was mentioned in the Q Intel drops. Richard Donahue is a good guy. I want to remind everyone that I have a t-shirt store on Redbubble. You can go to QAnonFAQ.com to get a link, but you're going to see a lot of designs like this, patriotic themes. So please check them out. So I really like the Red Pill Project on Twitter. They have a lot of great posts and decodes. And they say, right now, law and order doesn't exist in the USA. State reps, governors, AGs, courts, Supreme Court, the DOJ, Senate, Congress, they're all ignoring evidence and covering up crimes. Anyone who accepts Joe Biden as president-elect are complicit in treason against we the people. And that, my friends, is why the president of the United States has legal grounds for the Insurrection Act and the ability to use the military and military tribunals to institute justice, because our government and our courts are not executing justice right now. And they are infiltrated by communist sources. And so this is what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the moment when the president pulls the trigger on that, and perhaps it'll happen another way. Perhaps the courts will work in our favor. Perhaps the vice president will recognize the alternate slate of electors. And perhaps, you know, President Trump will be legally, you know, this whole thing will be overturned from Biden to Trump. And then we're going to have riots. We're going to have organized chaos in our country, and still the military is going to need to be deployed in that case as well. But all that whole list of the crimes of the deep state that we went over earlier, like the Clinton Foundation crimes and Uranium One and all the different laptops and servers and everything that we have, when we start disclosing that, when we start doing declassifications to the public, and the public starts awakening to these crimes and starts demanding arrests, social media giants, big tech, they're not going to want that information to spread. And so they're going to try to stop the spread of information by any means necessary, perhaps banning President Trump from Twitter, perhaps shutting down our email communications, shutting down the websites themselves. They're already doing this. It's already happening on YouTube. You can't talk about widespread fraud on Twitter. Pretty soon here, you're not going to be able to talk about vaccine dangers. So this is already happening, and it could accelerate a lot. I just want to warn you, if you have an email account from a big tech source like Google, Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, all that stuff, I highly suggest you get an alternate account at protonmail.com. It's free. It's encrypted. And also sign up at gab.com. Gab is owned outside of the Silicon Valley. It's independently owned by a patriot. And so I believe that Proton Mail and Gab are a good way for you to keep in touch with me and my content, and also with other patriots as this coming blackout is accelerating. So thanks for watching the Sean Morgan Report. You can expect this every Friday, same time, and we'll be doing great conversations with my co-host, Jim Cutler. Thanks for watching. And make sure that you support our sponsor, Sovereign Advisors. Get a free consultation with Dr. Kirk Elliott so that you can get the benefit of understanding the gold and silver markets. And it doesn't matter which way this election goes. It doesn't matter if, it's Trump or, it's never going to be Biden, but it really doesn't matter which way the stock market goes or if it's chaos for a while or not for a while, gold is going to go up either way. And so I would highly recommend that you take advantage of getting that free consultation to see if precious metals are a smart choice for you and your finances. Thanks for watching, everyone. God bless you. Amen.